Oh, mama. Put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard dish. Story mode is my big fetish. Go with standard dish. My avatar's all coquettish.
Welcome back to Standard Edition, the video game book club podcast where standard people play the standard edition of a video game and break it down week by week. I'm Link.
No, you're not.
Oh, what?
I'm Jackie.
I'm Zelda.
There you go. Kaylee's on my page.
Together?
Does Stephanie know that?
No, it's not official. It's like I think actually in this episode I have a theory.
Yeah.
So maybe they are. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's some
someone moved
strong
into
hits.
Someone's house. Mm-hmm. Someone, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cohabitating.
Although also had to create a private room, so I think maybe some things are on the rocks. Maybe this whole all right, let's
everyone
can you guys say who you
private
are?
Private space.
No one is going to remember what our names are.
And we're playing Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah. We're doing that.
We're going to jump right into Hatino. Hatino? There are hats there. Maybe it's a hat. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Hat to know.
I don't know.
Hat to know.
Is anyone's guess?
Yeah.
There you go.
Exactly.
I can always count it. I'm going to drink for that.
Jackie. Hey, Jackie.
Hat to know.
Well done,
just
Jackie.
Get it started.
We don't have a drinking game yet, do
we? Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah, we kind of have like holdover rules.
Wow.
Yeah, we only had a few write-ins for drinking rules. So folks, stop slacking and send us a few more drinking rules for... I think there's two ways to look at it. There are rules that we just use while recording.
Mm-hmm.
So we could use some help thinking of what you've found as patterns that we are blind to. And if you send them to us, they could create fun rules that we will abide by. As we record, then there's the version of while you play, if you encounter certain things, which we did get a few of those and we read at least one. But we need more of that target us specifically. We need to be targeted.
We do.
I do love the drink when an innocent looking person turns out to be Iga.
Yeah.
Oh. That's a good one.
I have a good one of
those.
I've used it a couple times.
That has started to happen to me more and more now.
There was just a bunch of bananas on the ground. There was just like one bunch of bananas. Yeah. And I was like, oh, did I kill a Yiga here and just forget to pick up these bananas? Like, what's going on? Uh-huh. And I go over to the bananas and they were like, ha ha, I knew using my spare bananas was going to be a good tactic.
Oh my God.
There was another time.
Narrative of the year, folks. Nominate it.
In the
banana
depths,
trap.
Mm-hmm. In the depths, there was like a trail of bananas.
I found that.
Oh,
I didn't see. Oh,
dude,
that's
so many bananas. Picked up like 25 bananas.
Yes.
Is there like a giant mouse trap that like?
Essentially, yes.
Oh, then you had to. Yeah,
really?
Essentially, yeah.
Oh, I'm
actually.
Just making it. Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, I gotta go find that.
Sounds very
Yiga.
Yep.
That was
hey,
cool
do you know what else people found? Their way to our Patreon. So
ooh,
welcome Sean, Tony, and Nori.
Wow.
To the-
Yay.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Hi, guys. Yeah. Thank you.
To the
welcome
standards.
To the standard Patreon.
Woo.
Standard supporters. Tony writes in also, having listened to all your Tears of the Kingdom episodes, I felt incredibly guilty at enjoying it so much without paying for the privilege.
Oh.
Huge.
That's nice.
Wow.
Huge amounts of fun, great hints, and more sexual repression released than a good Catholic boy can handle. Wonderful show that keeps getting better with each episode. Thanks so much. Delighted to be a Patreon. Thank you. And thanks for reminding us to enjoy the sexual repression innuendos as we get into Hatino.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's been ramping up in like every episode. Or we've maybe plateaued. I don't know if we plateaued yet, but...
The sexual repression plateau.
We'll work on it. We'll bring it back around.
Yeah. There's got to be new heights, like, Alan. Don't give up on us.
I mean, Cece's really into those vegetables.
I'm like avoiding like saying climax.
She is.
Climax.
There you go.
Well, there you go.
You will always want to avoid that for as long as possible.
Wow. Well, hey. So the hats.
Alan, what was it like to go to Hatino Village?
It was cool. I mean,
it's more art.
Yeah, a lot of street art.
A lot of kids with their street art. I do feel like there's a lot, which
I wasn't expecting, I guess.
They're really targeting the youths in this game. Goron kids are smoking dope. The kids today don't want to work. Mm-hmm. Now this one's gone to shit with street art. No street one asked.
There's literally an old man that says, "There goes the village."
Yes. Yeah, oh, really? I love it. He's like, the plants can't sleep anymore.
Yeah.
They're mushrooms too.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. I feel like when you go in there, it's pretty clear that something's changed with Hatino Village. I talked to one person. They were like, "Oh, my crops. And this used to be old sleepy town. Now it's all full of fashion." And all sorts of people coming to pilgrim to fashion. Get the CC's,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
CC's. Fast fashion on attack.
Not the pizza. Yeah.
Not CC's pizza. Well, my mushroom salad.
Mushroom pizza is the best pizza. Well, I know that Kaylee disagrees.
I disagree with that, but I was upset when. Well, we'll talk about it. But like, have you made a pizza?
I did make. Yeah.
You can make a pizza in the game.
You can make pizza.
Yeah.
In the game.
Yeah. No.
Like,
but there's a side with no quest. Toppings. Yeah, with the side quest.
No toppings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, you had to do the side quest. I think as part
of
this.
Is it like a Papa John's sponsored side quest or
no? I think it's
Domino's.
CC's.
Hatino.
CC's sponsored.
It's literally part of CC's campaign. Yeah. For mayorship.
Wow. Wait, what?
It's
no.
It's part of research. Really?
Mine had nothing to do with making a pizza.
I don't remember
it's part
pizza.
Of the current mayor's campaign. We can talk. Let's talk about the rest
wait,
of
wait, let's okay. get into it. Kaylee, right. get us into it, because okay. I could be really stupid, but I don't think I made pizza in mine. I wonder
you didn't have
if
well, yeah, you don't have to make the pizza, but
no.
it is revealed to you how to make
you do
a pizza.
You have to eat the pizza.
You did?
No.
Isn't that just a general rule? I thought if there is pizza, you have to eat the pizza.
Is this something you can cook, or is it just like part of... I think I'm missing the whole list.
I love that I derailed this. It's something you can cook. It's a new food item.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So, as Alan mentioned, you arrive at... I've been saying it Hatino as well.
Me too.
Hatino, yeah.
Okay. So, you arrive at Hatino. There's mushroom sculptures everywhere. The kids are really into it. The old people aren't. And they're like... this CC lady who like has to pose all the time in different ways. And I love the little sound effect whenever
it's
she poses.
Like a little squeak.
Squeak.
Oh, also real quick. Yeah. Half the town is like wearing all CC fashion.
Yeah. Yes.
But not everyone. Yeah. So there's this great divide you sense right away where you're like, oh, I'm in the right place. And remember, I wanted to come here for fashion. So I'm like,
that's true.
In my head, I'm like, I'm in the right place. You see everyone wearing the like CC mushroom fashion and running around. And then a few people on the streets, if you talk to them, are like, I think fashion is stupid and I'm trying to pull this carrot out of the ground. We're like, all right, he's not on board. All right, back to you, Kaylee.
Then you go and you talk to CC. I forget how it actually kicks off the whole bit, but the mayor comes into her clothing store and they like bicker about something about all the art everywhere and like about you gotta tone it down, CC. And his name is Reese. And they like kind of complain, argue. And then CC tries to recruit you into like being like going on, you know, going out and like campaigning for her essentially. And you have to go around Hylian mushrooms to everyone who's not wearing CC clothing.
What a campaign. And then if you give the old people mushrooms like the kids have.
Give the old people mushrooms like the kids have.
Special CC mushrooms. So basically you're a drug dealer for her campaign.
Yeah, basically.
And then you go and talk to him and he's like, no, we're gonna keep our farming roots. I just need to come up with that special recipe that my grandfather had started with the pasture people up the hill. And it's oh, okay. All right. So now we have two things to go and do.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know it's them yet, though. He's like, I don't know who he worked with.
Yes.
And I've got to try to figure out the recipe.
Yeah, yeah, he just says it was creamy, right? Or something like that. He doesn't.
Oh, yeah. And then he says...
Pungent.
Mm-hmm.
I'd remember pungent. The smell if I smelled it again.
And he was like, oh, by the way, have you been up the hill to the pasture people? Like, immediately after.
Because
I haven't. About,
everything that's... related to dairy and cheese. Mm-hmm. Anyways, the pasture people.
No, continue.
Only thing you missed, Kaylee, when you first walk in, so this was important to me. You get to see the hat she has been working on.
Yeah. Oh,
grand
yes.
achievement.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You do.
It's
see
this
the hat.
Cornucopia of bullshit hat, and it's fucking ridiculous. Amazing. Yeah, and yeah. she's like, "It's only for a special someone." Then she reveals to you all these problems. Mm-hmm. So you really do, you know, get the sense that
got your eyes on
the only
prize.
Way I'm going to get that hat is if I solve your people's problems.
Uh-huh. And you really,
which
want
worked
the
for
hat.
Me. I dove right into those problems. Fuck.
Give me that
hat. That looks amazing.
Me to be wearing that yes. very heavy that. Looking hat.
Very.
Mushrooms are pretty light, ready. You know?
They're not
that
dense.
Hat was busy. It has a lot going on.
It's not a going, yeah. A lot of
like
lot of
CC.
Mushroom stuff going
just
on.
Like
yeah.
CC.
Alan, as an art director, what's your professional take on that hat?
It might have been done like 2 rounds ago. Maybe they added too much stuff to it. I'm more of a.
It looks like the hat after client feedback.
Yeah. That's kind of where it goes. Oh yeah, we got everything. Don't worry, we got all the features and everything in your hat.
Oh yeah, look, we explained that one right here with the black flowers. Mm-hmm. See, we got that feature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The features in the hat.
Yep.
Who do you guys want to help first?
So I ran away for a little while. I didn't want to help. So I helped Reese first because CC drove me nuts. So I went and I tried to do Reese's part of the quest.
I was going
to
say,
I think it's Reed. I'm sorry
Reed.
To have to correct
I'm sorry.
You.
Oh, Reed.
No, thank
oh,
you. Reed. Thank yeah, you. Yeah. I need this. Oh, this is good.
Oh.
Normally I don't bother, but for some reason right now it's bothering me.
Jackie with the lore drop.
Jackie always correct corner. My lore. Whatever. I give you permission right now.
Okay.
If I get lore wrong, Jackie, you get to tell me I'm wrong.
Read.
Someone geeked it. You remember
that? Oh, God.
Yes. Yeah. That was
I'm drinking for that.
Yeah.
I still like
tier,
that.
Top
term.
Tier.
That's still better. Yeah, geeked is better. All right. I also chose to help him for the same reason as you, Kaylee. I think we put our video game hats on too strong. Uh-huh. And we thought, ooh, this might be I was going to make a joke. That's not fair to this game. This is very much a real game. But these quests might be real quests where it might lock us out of one and
yeah,
make us
you
pick
close
a side.
Out,
of course not.
A storyline or something?
Yeah.
No,
not makes at no all. They're not going to do that.
Okay. That's good to know.
So I went to Reed too because I was like, I don't know. He seems more wholesome.
Yeah,
I don't want to just give everybody mushrooms to like buy their
gimmicky
vote.
To buy their vote.
Yeah.
Wait, but did you have to like campaign for him?
No, you just had to go and figure out whatever this food.
Oh,
was
the cheese thing. Yeah.
Wanted.
Oh, okay.
Yes, which ends up being the cheese thing.
Wait, what? What?
I'm sorry.
No,
I gave it away. It's cheese.
I had no idea. Oh, it all makes sense now. Pungent.
Up at the farm?
The
dairy farm? And it was cheese? That had a smell?
How could I have seen this coming?
As long as you don't visit there in the rain first, like Kaylee did.
Oh.
And then you get really confused and wander away for a minute and have to come back.
Oh, because she's not out there in the rain?
Oh, they're not out there.
Oh, epic. Okay.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I was like, there's nothing here. Okay.
That almost feels like a mistake. I mean, like, cool that they put that depth into it, but I would almost write that off as a, like, find a reason extra. She'll stay in the rain and change her dialogue, because I bet a decent amount of people run out and go, I don't get it. I'm done with Hatino for a minute. You know, and you just, like, realize the rain was the thing.
I feel like it doesn't rain that much over there, so they probably just didn't need to fix the seldomly frequent issue.
Jackie's fighting tonight. You see this?
I like it. I like
Jackie's
it.
In a mood. Yep. She's like, that's wrong.
You're wrong.
That's
you're
stupid.
Wrong.
You're wrong.
Kaylee,
you're
that's
wrong.
Not his name. Alan, watch out.
You're cool. I know. I can't that's wait true. To. I'm just going to tread.
Alan, why don't you say something? Why don't you tell us how the quest goes?
So I think coming I out, went up the hill and then. And there was no rain, and I got there, and it was fine.
Great.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
And what do you have to do?
You talk to, I think I started with CC's quest. I was just like, okay, even though I kind of felt bad for the mayor farmer guy. But yeah, then I started slinging mushrooms as I kind of found villagers. I haven't found all the villagers yet, so I didn't complete the whole
quest.
They're
hard to track down.
They I did find some like inside. I think I have three left last I checked.
To do it how you're doing it, because it. Yeah, I started to realize I'm just going to hand them out as I find them, because this is like impossible. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then one of the people that you find I think it's like a father and daughter at the pasture, mm-hmm. Making all that great milk. That you give him some acorns, and then he gives you like some.
Yep.
They got a weird system.
Yeah, yep. Some milk he was hoarding. He's like, I was hoarding this milk for a good. A good time.
Is that
like,
okay? If you give three acorns to the guy, he gives you one milk. If you give three milks to the chick, then she gives you one cheese.
Oh.
And it's like,
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It's very complicated.
So they have like a buyback system.
They should probably just talk to each other and create cheese.
That makes more sense.
They do live in the same house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then you talk to. The daughter, who's kind of like looking out into the pond next to the place, and she's basically just talking about how she needs to get her grandfather's like message in a bottle, mm-hmm. that's like in the middle of the lake or whatever. And then you basically just got to fish it out for her, and then she'll be happy. And then you have to meet her, which I haven't done yet. So,
okay. While all that's true. I have a logic question for you three.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
How long has the bottle been in the pond? And
kind of random.
Why did the grandfather put the bottle in the pond? And how long has it been floating in the pond?
I feel like they could have done a better job of that little quest. Makes no sense, kind of.
It wasn't there in the last game.
No.
So
Kaylee is sure of
years.
That.
I am.
I went back and checked.
I didn't go check, but I could. I can go check right now.
Yeah, like what is the point of dropping a recipe into the pond like that? Why wouldn't you just hand it to your offspring?
You'll get this when it's time. It's like a Back to the Future letter. It's like, don't open until...
There are no other cows in this game. These are the only cows. You're the only one who could potentially make cheese. Why?
A lot of bulls, though. Have you guys noticed a lot of... There's a couple bulls at other stables?
Yes.
Why does everyone have a random single bull? They don't really produce anything, just the bull.
I don't know.
So that dude eventually is on a ticking clock.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it is for milk. Maybe it's just
You can't.
I don't know.
What?
You can't buy milk anywhere else.
You can't get milk from a. Can you get milk from a bull?
You cannot get milk from a bull, but there are female cows that have horns.
Thank you, Jackie.
Okay.
Oh, I see. Okay. So some of the ones I thought were bulls, I could have been wrong about.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to check the undercarriage. Okay,
yes. Don't assume.
Expect a video for you to put on Instagram of me doing exactly that later.
Just Billy going around his stables and
gonna find out if there are any bulls in this game.
Use your in-game camera and like zoom in.
Yep. Are there bulls in this game? You wait for my update. What's our pelican friend? He'd probably want to get in on this scoop. The scoop about the bulls.
Ten. He probably would.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like. He doesn't like people without under or. He didn't like what? The people in Where their underpants, going? And so I think that
he means very uncomfortable.
He wouldn't That's want true. To know about the cow's junk.
Yeah, that might be too far for.
He's a little
bridge too far.
Yeah.
He's a little conservative, you know.
Hey, so my favorite part of this quest is actually the like second part of each person's mission, mm-hmm. which okay. you can get simultaneously, so you don't have to like finish these pieces. But as you start, their loved ones want to talk to you.
Yeah.
They're like, psst, hey, come over here, hero. And each of them give you a different reason that they want you to spy on the other. Mm-hmm. And basically each one has been going into... so she's So Cece, her sister doesn't know where she's going.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She leaves at midnight.
Yep, she leaves at midnight, and I don't know where she goes. You should follow her.
Okay.
And then the mayor, she does know he's going in his shed or something, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
She's like, he keeps going in there, yep. So figure out what that's yep. about.
But you have to sneak in there when he's not there.
Yeah.
She doesn't leave at midnight.
Jackie Strong.
10 p.m. All right. Wasn't it?
I think yes. that it's a. It okay. is 10, and it's a drink every time Jackie corrects you. Now,
bravo, Jackie. Bravo.
I just did it like
wow.
just yesterday, I guess. Because if you try to go to her house at midnight, she'll be gone already. So
that's fair. Good. Okay. Good. Okay. These are the things that our listeners need.
This is why people subscribe. You can't get these kind of details in a walkthrough on the internet.
No. Certainly not as confusing a way. Yeah. Going
to present that. You want That's the right. least straight line to these details.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Listen mm-hmm. to her.
Otherwise, why even play the game yourself?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean,
what's the point? Might as well read the wiki lore.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that Jackie does the sister say specifically like when Cece leaves too.
I don't think so.
No,
she just says at night.
In the evening. At night.
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. I think that's right. Before we follow her, I wanted to call out that I loved the character of the sister and how they did her mannerisms too. Like she's a little hunched in the shoulders. Mm-hmm. She's clearly like shyer.
Yeah.
She just plays second fiddle to her sister yeah. in every way, and they put it into her posture and everything, mm-hmm. and I just thought that was brilliant, and I just loved, like, her character and how that worked out and how you saw
yeah.
her.
Yeah, and when you first meet her, she's, like, sending away some customers from the front of the store because they can't hold any more people yeah. or something, and mm-hmm. and she's, like, is trying to act all professional, and she accidentally lets slip that Cece is her sister. She's like, oh, everybody loves my sister's, I mean, Cece's fashion. It's like, what do you do? So what if you're her sister? But it just felt very much like she was trying to put on a show to be like, look how fancy Cece is, but really it's just like, this is just my sister.
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I loved this quest of following these two, and I want you guys to take me through it, but I want to say that the interconnected well system in this town was part of what I loved about it, and like diving into the wells and being like, ooh, there must be a way to do this stuff. In fact, I tried to find a way to ascend into Cece's locked room so that I could just steal the clothes, but you couldn't do that. You can't, the well system doesn't go under that.
Funny.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
clever.
Was like, it would be super cool if I could just steal the clothes and like not do the quest.
You
cannot do that. No. It doesn't go under hers, but.
Are there clothes in there?
Yeah. So you know, once you complete it, she puts out an arrangement of clothes. Yeah. They're all actually in her little locked room, and there's a little window that you can look through, which is kind of cool because you get to see like, okay, once I complete this, obviously those clothes are going to be up for grabs, and she does. She like pulls them out.
Yeah,
cool.
And you can't steal them, womp, womp. Unless actually, maybe someone smarter than me could. I could
probably not.
Probably not. It's not Skyrim, folks. Hey, how'd you guys do the stealth?
Haphazardly.
It wasn't hard.
No.
I mean, it is a Zelda game.
I hid behind the cart. There's a cart across the street from her.
Mm-hmm.
So I hid behind there, and she walked almost directly past me.
I was going to say, you're like, you almost hid in her path without knowing it.
Yeah. But she didn't see me.
Somehow I ended up, like, to the side of her door when she opened it. So it was, like, right there. And I was like, oh, I already ruined it. And she just kept going. And I was like, awesome. cool. I'll just crouch down and I won't say anything.
She does like look around very conspicuously, like halfway to her destination, which is funny.
And where does she go?
Into a silo.
A silo.
Did you guys get confused there at all?
Yes.
Because I did, actually.
What, that it said building condemned?
Well, no. Yes, I did that before. I saw that sign before I ever followed her. But I meant after she went in, I was like, so I'm supposed to go in. Nope. And then I was like, oh, wait, what? I was supposed to do something else. And then I realized you're supposed to figure out how to go there when she's not there. Nope. That's also not what you're supposed to do. And then I was like, wait, what the fuck am I supposed to do? And I just totally missed the like window ledge you can climb up in.
Yeah.
So then I found a way to get up there from the well system while she's not there. Waited for her to come back and ascended up.
Oh, wow.
And I just sat there waiting for her to come back. And I was like, this seems... And only after about 3 game hours, which was probably only like 3 minutes, right? But I was like, this feels weird. And then I looked around up top and realized there's a window with a way up. And I was like, oh my God, I'm supposed to just climb up here after she goes in.
So if you're already like inside, just standing on the floor, she won't come in?
She spots you and like yells and it kind of does like a cutscene where you're kicked out or something like that. And then she leaves. It was something like that.
She does.
She's like, what are you doing in here? And slams a book closed and like you guys. Leave.
So she doesn't like have her secret carrot time in front of you.
Correct. You don't get to watch her sexually repressed eat a carrot in the dark of night.
What?
All right. I thought it was funny how it looked like she ate it just like horizontally, like from the side.
I thought that was
probably
funny
because
too.
They did the test and it looked like not so good. And then my joke would really land like, after she deep throated a carrot. So then they were like, "All right,
we're gonna have like, to.
Maybe not.
It's gonna be a corn on the cob situation.
Yeah, yeah. We could need more corn on the cob, less hot dog.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Endura carrot, you know
Wait,
what that's for?
So, okay, so
she's going after it in the nighttime.
Is that what she's doing at night? That's just eating the carrot.
Yep, she just goes to eat.
I don't understand.
It's shameful because she only likes fancy things, and to eat just a raw carrot. It's so
raw dog in
boring
the carrot,
and bland. How could you?
That's strange.
But you can't resist
something.
The Hateno.
But her sister knows.
I was gonna say, so it's a bit like about like the old ways of Hateno. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Her sister knows she really moved here because she likes the simple ways.
Yeah. She misses the country life.
And a big raw carrot.
Ooh.
And a big.
I didn't write the quest.
Wow. What a strange quest.
Just delivering the facts.
She just eats one and she's like, oh, now that I've had my fill, or now that I'm just stuffed, like alright.
Yeah.
Full of carrot.
It was a big carrot, though.
Alright, let's move on.
Let's go to the stinky pungent cheese. Yeah. So basically, what happens with that one? You guys take me through it. How'd you find his secret hideaway?
Oh, you mean post cheese. The post cheese. Read.
No, it's before cheese.
No,
it's... Or, sorry, it could be either one, but his wife... I think you can pick up the quest while you're still doing the cheese. Is that right, or did I get that wrong? I think you could pick it up regardless. I think as long as... What I thought happened was that as long as you have his quest, his wife will talk to you.
Okay.
And that at any point during it, you can also pick up her quest, which is to see what he's been up to.
Well... Have I been talking too much? Someone else can take us through the cheese. Okay, so you get the cheese girl to make cheese, right? Uh-huh. And she's like really into you, by the way.
She's
like murmuring to herself about like, I hope you come back soon, and I only make this cheese for you, and good thing you bought all of my 8 wedges of cheese.
Dude, the sexual repression.
Is this cheese? Is it one of the villagers
you
meet?
The pasture girl.
The passionate
the one that you had with the bottle?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She makes the cheese, you know, that, and she's...
That quest designer is, like, working late and, like, typing, like, and I fucking love you, and we're going to run away together. My cheese is...
I won't tell Zelda. Yeah.
She's writing, like, a romance novel on the side, and, like...
The cheese tryst.
Yeah.
The cheese
anyway,
tryst,
so you bring some cheese back to Reed, and he's like, what do I smell? I smell that smell that I smelled so long ago.
It's like, a smelly smell.
This is it. This is the key. And he's very excited about the cheese. And then he tells you about, like, he's trying to attract more youth to the to the village via vegetables.
Ah, yes.
Well, that's his journal, right?
Famous among the youth.
I think he told me that in dialogue.
Yes.
You might be right. It's something like his journal shows that he is also trying to come up with a new vegetable that he can market to the youths by using some of Cece's branding.
Right.
And he's trying to, like, crossbreed a vegetable with her mushroom brand, I think. Right?
Essentially.
Yeah, wasn't that the guy... Is this the mayor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought I met another guy at the beginning of Ateno. He was doing stuff with pumpkins, right? Well,
yeah.
They're kind of, like, end up being related.
Oh,
they were
okay.
working,
like,
together.
Maybe they're working together. Yeah.
Oh, I see. He was talking about, like, making...
Yeah.
Crossbreed pumpkin.
But you can't get into his shed because it's locked and there's no windows to climb through like in the silo. But there is a well nearby. So I just like dropped a pin and then went underground and then found my way to where the pin was and went upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Oh. I did not drop a pin and I just kept ascending and backing out. Like, like groundhogging it until I was gophering it until I popped into the right one.
That's what I
like.
Prairie dog.
Yeah, prairie dog.
And
then I go
boop. That.
Yeah, then I prairie dogged until it fell.
No, we just watched. We rewatched Rat Race recently. That's hard to say.
Yeah.
We watch White Ways.
Yes.
And that's where they introduce the term prairie dogging.
Yes.
It
is.
If anyone in our audience has not seen it yet.
Any Gen Z supporters out there, but they haven't.
Just YouTube.
You guys got homework.
Some on the
you
got Gen homework. Z would not appreciate this movie.
No.
It's too offensive and dumb.
Well, millennials, if you want a reminder of what separates us from our younger brethren, give it a rewatch. So you help him, you help her, and then do you go into the election?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Oh.
Kaylee, what happens, Kaylee?
So you go into the election.
You're on watch.
I know. So you have to go and talk to Cece's sister, who is responsible for organizing things. She won't do it in the rain again.
Wow. Must have been a rainy time
what
in the
heck?
And she was a little bit grumpy about it being cloudy when it, you know, cleared up enough for us to have the election, but it was good enough weather. So we were able to have the election. There was specific dialogue about this.
Yeah.
I got the cloudy dialogue too.
Yeah.
It was almost about to rain in my game when I went and triggered it. And she was like, I guess
I got dialogue about how beautiful the weather was. That's funny.
Oh,
there we go.
Like, what a great day for an election.
She's like, oh, I wish it was sunnier or something like that. It's like, we could go. And so
anyway,
they have the election and they start off kind of bickering and there's like cheers for one side and cheers for the other side. And then I think it is the wife of the mayor, the current mayor, that kind of says, like, I know that you've been thinking about Cece's branding and how it can help with the, you know, with this new species of vegetable you're trying to make. And then the little sister chimes in and is like, Cece, and you just keep sneaking out every night to go and eat vegetables. And they're like, And Cece eventually, like, just she gives up. She absconds. You know, she like, or not. That's not the right word. She just says that I'm not going to do this anymore. There's a word for this.
Withdraws her candidacy.
Yeah,
there's a rescind.
Bows out, I guess.
And retract.
One of those things.
I don't know.
She does that, and she basically says, "I'm not running anymore." And so Reed wins by default, but they're going to cooperate, and everybody's going to get what they want. And everybody's happy.
Very democratic.
Very democratic.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yep.
It was so kind of cute.
Yeah, it wasn't a storyline that like one won out, the other one. No. Yeah, everyone got what they wanted.
But then
you go and talk to Cece. They learn that they have to work together.
Mm-hmm. They learn they have to work together. Then you go and talk to Cece and you get the hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you get the hat.
Oh, and then you get the hat. For, and then you get the hat.
Which also comes with the pink bob cut and blue lipstick.
Blue lipstick.
Yes, I didn't realize that it did those things.
But wait,
as well.
It does that? No way.
Yep. And like the pink bob comes down below his eyes.
Yeah.
And so it's just like this pink bubblegum.
It's a very effeminate hat. It's but wonderful. She also puts out a very fancy dress shirt that I bought right away for $2,000.
Oh, the Royal Guard outfit?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. I found those pants.
Something's too large.
Ooh. Wait, there's pants for that?
Of course. I found the pants.
Why doesn't she sell them?
Because you can find them.
See, I thought they went with the old Hylian trousers. I didn't realize they had special pants.
They have special pants where the boots are above the knee.
What a faux pas. Mm. Just Hylian trousers in the
over
world
the
garden.
Knee.
Yeah.
Boots.
Wow, that I have been hot. Doing wrong.
That's so hot.
That must have a special hat too.
It does have a special hat. I haven't found the hat yet.
Is that the one with the big feather?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jimbo has one with a giant feather in a helm. And he was like prancing around on his horse. His horse had a giant feather hat. Oh. He had a giant feather hat, and he's just like prancing,
dual
and
feathers.
Prancing with his horse.
I want my horse to have a feather hat. How do I get that?
Dual feathers, huh?
Yeah, I don't have these things.
No, I don't have any of those. I don't have any cool things.
Did you guys fashion. Did you guys finish the vegetable thing? The new vegetable.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
The
For
new vegetable.
Green mushroom pumpkins.
Oh.
Oh. Yes. Oh, is this the pumpkin guy?
I did not do that.
No, I didn't.
Cool.
It's another gloom, heal your heart's lost by gloom.
Nice.
Oh.
Thing.
So like a sunny, like a sundalion?
Yes.
Wow. They call them
sun pumpkins.
Yeah.
It was a cute little quest.
Cool.
Billy.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's mainly along the same lines of everything we've said, except it also has a keep the crops safe until morning little like fight. That's very easy in natural Zelda fashion.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Skeletons run at you and you fucking whack their heads off. And then they're like, I think we did it. Here's your pumpkin prize. Yeah.
I think it was like 6 dazzle fruits.
Oh.
was the entirety.
I didn't even do that. I just spun with a stick like a madman knocking heads off. And then it was like, okay, we did it. Wait, okay. Has anyone discovered a purpose for the special hat? Or do we only know it so far as fashionable?
I know you can't upgrade it.
And you can't you can't
dye
it.
Yeah, try that right away.
You can't dye it.
You can't dye it.
Dye it. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just one way.
It's just cute.
Fashion. I mean, it's
hope
probably
it's got
like
something.
The...
One NPC somewhere who reacts to it.
Oh, yeah.
It or
no,
something.
That's true. The NPCs will notice it. So if you're out traveling and you're wearing it, because I just wore it for a while because I thought it was so much fun. It
just
jiggles.
Walk around with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I liked the hair. And so I was walking around for a while, and everybody who's wearing some of Cece's fashion will say, I must have that hat. And one of them was like, is that a fake? I still want it. And it's like
so
all
funny.
Kinds of just little.
I meant to wear it. I meant to wear it into the clothing store. And I don't remember. I did go into the clothing store in Kakariko, and I don't remember if.
Oh, if they said anything?
Yeah.
I wore it in her own with her expensive shirt and I guess the wrong pants, but I got a fashion score of 100. So you can ask her to rate you.
I love that. Those are fun.
But she didn't give me anything. I thought that you might get like...
Yeah, what's the point of a fashion score?
Yeah, I guess... Was it mine too low still? Can you actually go higher maybe?
I've gotten a fashion score of 100. You just have to wear a matching outfit.
Yeah.
But you didn't get anything, right?
No, like she just says it and that's it.
Yeah, I want it to hit a level where you get like a heart piece.
No.
You know?
No.
Boo.
Not that I'm aware of.
Boo.
Did anyone do the school stuff?
Yay!
Yes. Talk about the school. Oh, wait. Don't forget, we also have to talk about Zelda's house.
Yes,
we do have to talk about Zelda's house.
Do school real quick, Jackie. Only 5 minutes of school, and then we're going to switch to Zelda's house.
Okay. So for the school, it's kind of like a gopher quest line where, like, you know, the teacher is trying to teach the kids and they're like being rambunctious. And he's like, oh, if only I had a picture of this very specific thing. So you go get the picture and you bring it back. And then he does a cooking class and he talks about monster extract. And the kids are like, what? No, that wouldn't work. That's not a thing. So you have to go and get monster extract and then come and I actually cooked inside of the classroom.
That's impossible because they sent us to a village we haven't been to yet. How'd you get the monster?
Went and discovered that village. It was my first time visiting that village in this game.
It's impossible because we haven't talked about it.
Wait, what village?
Tarrytown.
Yeah, it's in Tarrytown.
Oh, so I found monster extract somewhere else.
That's true. I had monster extract from killing an Evermean.
A what?
Evermean? The trees?
What's that?
Oh,
wait, that's those are the walking trees.
Yeah. The mean ants.
Yeah,
the mean ants.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's where I got mine as well. Is from killing a tree.
Yeah. I don't like those guys. They always scare me. Yeah,
they're weird. But
the gloom ones are really creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
It's Zelda school.
And then
Zelda started it.
Oh, and then
started the school, Jackie.
Yes, that's right. I'm sorry. It's Zelda's school.
Founder.
The school of Hateno School of Zelda.
She's trying to teach the youths.
Yeah. You know,
they call her Miss Zelda.
They call her Miss Zelda. When is Miss Zelda going to be home?
Miss Zelda.
There's crayon drawings of her on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Break your heart.
That's funny, actually.
Wait, I have two more things to say about school stuff.
Yes.
As a reward for doing this, you have access to the field. So you go and talk to this lady at the field and you can ask her to grow stuff for you. Stuff as valuable as hearty radish or fortified pumpkin or Endura carrot.
That's cool. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that opens that. I remember that lady. I think that was the lady that you gave mushrooms. She was like, I got to make this field better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that's cool. My other thing is my one cool thing. So to kill time before the children arrived at school, because I would like make a fire, pass the time until morning, which puts you at 5 a.m. and the kids don't arrive until like 8-ish. And so I would play on the playground.
Is there a playground?
There's a playground.
What does that mean?
In front of the stadium. Okay. So I created the blue bar challenge. Hashtag blue bar challenge. There's like monkey bars. They're not monkey bars, but like pull up bars, right? The lowest one is green, the next one up is red, and the next one up is blue. And you can stand on them. It's really hard, but if you go at exactly the right angle, I can sometimes get onto the green bar. And like maybe three times ever, I've gotten onto the red bar and I have not yet gotten onto the blue bar. And it's a great way to kill time.
Wow. That's awesome. Made your whole game. Huh?
Okay.
So
right.
If anyone can get a picture of themselves standing on the blue bar, they will get a shout out. But you have to send us a picture of it.
Yes. I like this.
If you get a picture on the blue bar and send it at standard a dish anything. So Instagram, Twitter, Patreon. Mm-hmm. Do we have other things? Gmail. Mm-hmm. There's other social accounts, but we don't support
them.
We're
not on Threads yet.
Threads not. I don't.
I'm done with Threads already. I realized I'm officially now getting old because it's like, there's a new one. And I was like, unsubscribe.
I've heard about it. And I was like, what is this?
I don't even
but if you do it, if you send it to us, Jackie, what shot will you do while you say this person's name?
Whatever shot they say.
There you go. So you tell us the shot you want with the photo of you on the blue bar, and Jackie will honor you.
Yes.
Love it.
Yeah.
Cool.
No Zonai devices allowed, though.
Exactly. Oh, yes. You have to jump onto it.
You have to do it.
No paragliding. Correct. No Zonai.
Yeah. Just,
this is the honor system, folks. That's what they teach in school, and that's what we're doing here.
Yes. Straight up.
At the Hateno School of Zelda.
Schoolyard.
It makes me so angry that Simon doesn't call you out at all, because like the first lesson is all about the calamity and the hero that saved them 100 very recently that's me. I'm here. This is me. My name. Even,
this is the sword.
This is I'm holding it. Like, what do you want?
It's like Link shows up for career day and like they don't even call him up.
Yes. I am I rules dad right now.
Thanks for bringing that photo. Could you actually just hold it up and cover your face while you
stand over there, funny. You know?
That's good.
No.
So what house, Kaylee, has been recently occupied by Zelda?
Oh, I'm so happy you brought this up, Billy, because I was so tickled when I ran into this, because this is the house that, like, in Breath of the Wild, you save up 3,000 rupees for and have to cut down like 30 trees and like bring it all over there, and then you spend a gazillion amount of rupees filling it with like trophy walls and tables and like he builds you furniture and stuff. And it was like one of my favorite things, because it was just like, yay, that I have fun. A life here. And there's like a little spot where over here where there's a pond with fish in it and all this cute stuff, and there's a sign, there's a very clear sign that Bolson builds for you in the first game that says Link's house. Now, that is Zelda's house. There is still only one bed in that house.
Yep.
Oh, hey.
I was so tickled. I was like,
although one secret room.
And there's one secret room as well. Yes. Where you can find the best armor piece in the game, which is the scrunchie.
And it's, I guess it's Zelda's scrunchie.
Yes. You can find a scrunchie to pull his hair back into the Breath of the Wild style.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's awesome.
You can also find a clue to new gear.
True.
Did anyone follow this clue?
Nope.
I actually did, because it does not... to get this gear, I probably spent 59 seconds in the castle. So, you do not have to...
You can
spoil
get into the castle.
Yourself.
Isn't it floating in midair?
Yeah, but remember the towers? You just like shoot up one and you fucking kite in and you're like, boop, that's that. Huh.
You can
do
it.
Think you can get in. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually super easy.
Yeah.
Which I just, Jackie, like you, I actually ignored this for a really long time. And I was like, no. And then I remember that in the first game, like you could totally just go there.
Yeah,
whatever, right?
That's true.
And I was like, I bet it's actually just there, the exact same thing. And one time I was shot up in the tower. Right near the castle, because I wanted to land and like trade in shit for my battery that I don't even use. Just because that's what you do in this game, right? You use your monkey brain and you check off checklists and you're like, yeah, I feel so good about myself. So I was going to do that. And I was going to do it the fun way. I'm like, I don't want to walk through the fucking door. I'm going to like land on the thing. And as I'm way up high, I realize like I am well above the castle. You can obviously kite to it, probably. And I literally just pointed at it and went. And then, you know, the clue for this new gear is like, it's in the throne room. And so I was just like, all right, cool. I'll just
something
like
about
aim
torches.
I was like, I'll aim for a high window. And that high window basically, the torch, it drops you right in the spot. And you're like, oh, okay. And then you could do this minor torch puzzle and you get the gear.
Yeah,
it's very quick.
So I did this.
And then I got out of there.
It's not bad.
I found the clue and I went to Hyrule Castle, and I spent a long time because I was like, because I did almost exactly the same thing, Billy. And then I got to that spot and I got to those doorway and I was like, fuck, this is where in the first game you walk past this doorway and the boss battle begins with Ganon, with Calamity Ganon. And I was like, what are the odds that I walk past the same doorway where we know that there's a mummy around here somewhere and the boss battle starts? And I'm like, Billy will literally reach through the internet and strangle me if I beat the boss.
And I love how I'm the only other person who did it, but because it's clothes, that I'm like, I have to.
Yeah.
You don't worry about spoilers.
I just gotta get the clothes, Jack. I had gotten that clue before
you said it was going to be Fashion Week. And then I was like, oh, okay, it's Fashion Week. I'm going to go try it. And I have an excuse. And I was really happy.
It's the shirt that he wears on the cover art.
Yes.
Oh.
So that's what you get. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sweet.
Yeah, nice. So kind of cool. I now have the gear that he wears on the cover art. Aww. In that you have to collect a few things to actually do that. Mm-hmm. So you have, I think, just the basic trousers. You get that tunic, but he's wearing the hood with it down, which you can do if you go talk to Cece. So if you have your hood up and you talk to Cece, she'll go, do you want that down? I think it would look better. And she'll put it down.
Oh, yep. That's so cool.
What?
Yeah. That's adorable. I gotta do that.
Is that your one cool thing?
So I got my hood
thing?
Down all the time now. Yes, that actually was gonna be it. It was actually gonna be the tunic itself. Yeah. And that I found out how to get the cover art gear.
That's awesome.
But that is the full way that you do it, is with CC putting
it down.
I
love that.
I'm gonna do that now. Wow. That's really cute.
That's actually really cool.
Does the hood stay down if you put something else on your head and then go back?
Yes. Sorry. Oh. I was going to say it as like, you can't put something else on your head, but I see what you're now saying. Like,
it doesn't
hood
reset.
Down means, yeah, it pulls it off. Obviously, if you put like a hat on, right? But it stays down. You have to go back and talk to her, I think, if you want it to come up.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
Oh, okay.
So it just becomes a cape.
Yep.
Nice.
With it's scrunched down, and he has the ponytail with it though. Like he does have the scrunchie in, even without the scrunchie on.
Excellent. Whoa!
Yeah. Oh,
double headgear.
Because
it's
zero extra protection.
It seems like a waste to wear the scrunchie and not be able to wear a helmet, right?
Oh yeah,
I'm just wearing the scrunchie.
It. I don't know. So what are they trying to tell us with this Zelda house thing? I mean,
they're together.
Know. Yeah.
My
special knight, Link.
Oh, honey, I turned my girlfriend into a dragon.
Yeah. Classic. Classic love story.
Whoops. Yeah.
Whoops.
Do you think the sword being driven into her was a metaphor?
I like that as the continuation of our sexual repression theme. Yes.
Yeah, and what you have to ultimately do to complete the quest
pull out.
Billy.
And she fights you.
She doesn't want you to. Yeah.
She loves those kids, man. She's got baby fever.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's building a whole school. I mean, it all kind of tracks.
This is so much better than my work day. Oh, no, that doesn't even have to mean that the work day was bad. It was. But the point is, it's still that much better.
Indeed. Indeed.
Jacqueline.
Oh, what?
You hold the power once again.
Oh.
Where will we go?
Oh, wait, no. I'll do it like Cece.
You could be a voice actor.
Ridiculous.
You could be a voice actor.
So that voice, it almost sounded like the fairies, I thought.
Yes.
Is this like the same fairy-like voice actor?
Definitely.
Literally the same. I mean.
It does.
I remember that scream pretty well. So. I guess.
It's burned into your eardrums.
Yeah, at this point.
Okay. Where are we going? I mean, honestly, what was that? What are you doing?
I draw my phone.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. What? Pause. Sorry. Kaylee's going to do her dragon
quarter.
Yes. You get to think about it for a minute while Kaylee does her dragon quarter.
Yes.
Okay. Kaylee's Corner, Dragon Edition.
Woo.
Okay. And I like this because it is kind of related to finding Billy that particular item, which is what kind of sparked my initial interest in this. And then Jackie texted about it and I was like, okay, well, I'm doing this already anyway. So yes.
You're talking about pulling out or?
I'm talking about chasing down the dragons, figuring out chasing what's going on with those. Yeah. Chasing that. So I
got it.
So I will say that I spent a grand total of 5.5 real world hours, 15 in game days doing this homework, tracking down the dragons.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I love, I was telling Jackie this the other day. I love the headcanon that Link just fucks off for 2 weeks and no one can find him. He's just riding dragons around. So anyway,
the monsters are going crazy. Where's our hero?
Where is the swordsman?
It's been just 7 blood moons since I've seen Link.
Just standing on different dragons.
You cut to him and it's like playing the Never Ending Story theme song.
Oh, yeah. Never Ending Story.
And he's just like up there. Yeah.
I'm king of the world.
I had a great time. Okay.
That's great.
So in Breath of the Wild, we had the three dragons, right? We had Feroche, Nydra, and Dinral, mm-hmm. who are the dragons of lightning, ice, and fire, respectively. Mm-hmm. And if you recall, in the first game, so they kind of had spots where they would come into existence and kind of come out of like a portal in the sky, and they would then disappear into a similar portal in the sky. They had set areas where they would appear during specific times of day, and they were very regular about it. Mm. Additionally, there were 4 materials you could get from those dragons in Breath of the Wild. You could get scales, horns, claws, and fangs. Mm. And that depended upon where you would shoot them with arrows. And a different piece would fall off, and the dragon would disappear. You just got one.
Mm-hmm.
So I set out to figure out how much of this was consistent in our current game. So now, of course, we have a 4th dragon. The Dragon of Light, who I will refer to as Zelda.
thank you.
As per our last episode, because that is her name. So Dragon of Light. And then the other 3 dragons. So the first big difference is that these dragons... So in the first game also, in Breath of the Wild, you couldn't ride on them. You couldn't touch them. You'd get zapped or something like that. You'd touch them and the elemental effect would happen and you would probably fall to your death. Now you can, in fact, ride on these dragons. Mm. And that is because they don't ever actually disappear. So in the first game, they would reappear and reappear out of those portals. Now they just stay on these specific circuits, which take different lengths of time. And those circuits go, except for Zelda, those circuits have half of it above ground and half of it in the depths as well, which is pretty cool. So yeah, so they all have their own entry and exit portals and kind of go through specific pathways. Dragon of Light stays in the sky. She does drop down by 1,000 feet once you are...
you measured that?
It tells you. It does tell you.
Oh, okay.
You do have an altimeter now.
Yeah.
But
I don't think I really noticed that. Okay, cool.
It drops down by 1,000 units, whatever units they are, after you pull the sword out.
I also didn't even know we had that.
It makes sense now to like gauge like how high up, I guess, you are versus like other places.
The map is also color coded. The lighter the color, the higher you are.
Oh,
so
wait, what?
On the map, if you look at like land masses on the map,
Even
including the sky islands, the lighter the color, the higher.
Yeah,
it is.
Okay, that makes sense.
I didn't know. Okay,
I didn't know that either. I thought maybe like it denoted like I've been there already, or like I don't know. I guess
altitude.
Not. That makes more
dropping
sense.
Science up.
Dropping science. This is what you learn when you chase down the dragons. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're riding the dragons. So when you do get on the dragons, the same 4 materials as last time with the addition of the spike shards. Mm. So as you're actually riding along one of the dragons, their spikes have these little
things
you can collect at the base. For everything else, that is still on a kind of like air quotes one and done system. So the dragon will be glowing and you strike it with the arrow in the specific spot to get the specific material and it will drop that material and then it will stop glowing and it will stop glowing for 10 in-game hours or 10 minutes. Billy, to your point, it is a 1 hour to 1 minute ratio, but that timer pauses when you pause. So it's not like if you pause the game for 10 minutes, it's not going to be instant glowing when you come back.
have to be in-game. Yeah.
10 in-game hours to regenerate the glow and then can continue farming, which you find out if you ride them around for multiple days.
So, amazing.
What other weirdnesses? So we talked about the circuits. Each dragon circuit is a different length of time. Some of them are longer than others. The Dragon of Light is Zelda's is the longest. Zelda's takes 5.5 in-game days to complete her circuit.
Wow.
Well,
because she goes like all over the whole area, right?
She doesn't go deep into Gerudo and she doesn't into the desert, and she doesn't go deep into like towards Lorelin.
Mm.
But other than that, she kind of hits like most of Elden. She skims Akala. She doesn't get quite all of Akala. And she kind of skims Hira, but then goes pretty much just goes on the outer edge of Rito Village. I never saw her there, but that's where we went.
Cool.
But yeah, so she takes the longest. And the tricky bit about all of this is that they also pause in their circuits when you pause at a campfire or sleep. So there is no more wait at a campfire. Yeah. There's no more like wait at the campfire till morning and there's the dragon. I can jump on it and go.
Of day doesn't actually help you.
Doesn't help you at all.
Interesting. So yeah, you're not. So you actually have to.
You have to know the pathway.
Go to the place.
Uh-huh. You have to know the pathways and know how long they take between pathways and then be able to warp to relevant points along the pathway to know where they are.
Wow.
That's cool. It's pretty impressive that they built that system.
It's very cool. I was a little bit blown away because it is so irregular. Because the first thing I did was ride Zelda all the way around. And I was shocked at how long it took. Because I was like,
insert sexual jokes.
Rode Zelda for 2 weeks.
First thing I did was I rode Zelda all night.
A lot of carrots.
Then I was like, what else could I ride?
Yeah. Turns out all of them. Pretty easy.
Then I rode them all.
Yeah. But
in one night.
Oh, God. No, it took a long time. But I did happen to. So there are points where Zelda's path intersects with the other dragon's path.
Oh, I was gonna ask that. Yes. You can do some dragon hopping.
And so those points, the most, the like easiest ways to get onto these dragons. So from the Mount Lanayru Skyview Tower, you can get onto both Nydra or Zelda. As she actually comes over Hateno. Cool. And Zelda, as she kind of comes around the northern side of it, I think.
Did that.
Yeah. Feroche and Zelda can both be seen and gotten to by the Poplar Foothills Skyview Tower.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dinral and Zelda can both be gotten to by the Typhlo Ruins Skyview Tower.
Cool.
So those are the easiest ones that I found. I have some other good ones. Like there's one spot, there's like the Tiamic Light Route in the depths underneath Northern Elden is a good spot to get Dinral. Feroche, it looks like we haven't unlocked the desert yet, so I can't guarantee this is the name of this tower, but it was the Gerudo, looks like the Gerudo Desert Tower.
Mm.
Or from the side of the Great Plateau, from the Tadarok Shrine. If you can get outside there and jump off the edge, you can find Feroche there as well.
Oh, okay.
And then Nydra goes into, so Nydra's circuit goes from the she goes into the East Hill Chasm in Kakariko. That's kind of where her chasm journey starts.
Oh, and yeah, so you can, I've taken that line.
You can find her there as well. Yes.
I've gotten on at that stop before.
Yeah. I've gone off Depth Central.
More regular than your local subway.
I'm pretty sure I did that one from Kakariko. The first time I rode a dragon was there.
Yeah. Yes.
Cool.
But
that's fun.
Yeah. So that's a... I think that's what I got. I have more details if you want. I can show you my list of like where I took notes every 4 hours of where the dragon was.
Wow.
But I can also drop the map on Instagram that I created instead.
Yes.
When you showed that map, I was like, whoa, it's fun to see it visually.
How did you make that map?
I took my hero's journey. Because I did all this stuff at once. Like, I did it, like, one right after the other.
Oh, so Hateno. That's where we get the hero's path mode. Yeah, you gotta go to Robbie at the Hateno Ancient Tech Lab and upgrade your Pura Pad.
Yep.
Wait, I can't get that motherfucker to go there yet. Every you time gotta we fix talk to him, balloon. He's like, no, he's like, I gotta do more stuff in the depths with what's her face.
Then you haven't
here.
Finished out the camera.
No, I have the camera.
But did you talk to Josh after that?
I don't know. Oh,
who's
really?
Josh?
You might need more pictures of statues.
Oh, of the statues in the depths?
Yeah.
God, she wants more.
Talk
okay.
to Josh.
So the animals?
So I just need to talk to the two next to each other and see who wants something.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Yes. Okay.
Because she'll want you to demo auto build for her by fixing Robbie's balloon, and then Robbie goes back to Hateno.
That is actually the thing, I think.
Oh, because
she hadn't said anything in a long time. It's just that I didn't have auto build. That's probably the thing that I needed to come up with. And then that would happen.
That makes more sense.
That's probably it. But yeah, so once you do that, then in Hateno, you can go to the ancient lab and get Hero's Journey or Hero's Path. What's it called, Jackie?
I don't know. I think it's Hero's Path.
Hero's Path. And then so I basically like rode all the dragons around and then just took screenshots. Exported it out, drew over it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Amazing.
Wow. That's dedication, guys.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. I'm here.
Indeed. Experts on the case. Wow.
Yeah. But I was fascinated.
This is why you join our Patreon, because we are friggin' dedicated people and we love our not jobs and.
We love our not jobs.
Way more than our jobs. Yeah, yeah.
Way more.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's like any other. You can't land on their feet. I tried that.
And a final note here I'm seeing coming in hot. Uh-huh. You cannot land on their feet. No. So we've tried it all, folks.
I thought about that. I was like, can you climb down maybe? But
no,
it
you
so
can't.
Cute, though.
So is that one? But that's one of the materials.
Materials is the claws.
The talons
and so
claws,
I was like, maybe
yeah.
I can just go down here and smack it and then stay there.
I was gonna
because,
say, stay.
So like the stuff when the dragon is glowing and you want to get one of the glow materials, mm-hmm. Those materials do stay put on the dragon briefly, mm-hmm. and then you can usually pick them up from there. The claws, that's why I was trying to land on the claws, is because they shoot off real fast before you can like go and get
and then
one.
You gotta so you, skydive to grab it.
Right.
You can pick them up in the air when you're skydiving. That is, I did do that.
That's fun.
But then of course, then you have to get back on the dragon. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. which is challenging. So, yes.
Amazing.
That's what I got.
Wow.
Wow.
The campfire thing. Wow. The campfire that thing, or sleeping in an inn, pausing them in their routes, blew my mind.
Mm.
I was like, oh, well, crud.
Yeah, that doesn't really, you can't really wait for them. I guess you have to wait for them in game. Dang.
You have to actually go hunt them down.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Which is awesome.
It's cool.
Yeah. That's great. Like,
Jackie, what do you want to hunt down next?
I think I want to see what's up in Tarrytown. You know, just like go there. Like, we don't have to explore all of Akala or anything. I just went there, went to the store and got the monster extract. And then I also looked at the vendor or whatever next door to the general store. And it's this like Goron baby who disassembles whatever is fused to your stuff without destroying it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's useful.
Super useful. So, and also Kilton is there.
Oh, Kilton.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And he seems to be...
Since Goron.
He said, like, he needs something, but President Hudson is busy, and so he's going to wait for him to be done. So I think there's a Hudson quest that will unlock a Kilton quest, and I want to see what that's all about.
Cool.
Yeah, because Colton's weirded me out. I could use some more Kilton.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, Kilton seems like somehow...
He's now a really like balanced person.
Yeah, yeah right.
With, now that we've met
other ones, like,
wasn't there a bachelor named Colton?
There was.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
There was.
There was.
The virgin.
The virgin.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah.
He jumped a fence.
Oh,
he was the jump the fence
he
guy.
Was.
Yeah. Yeah.
The jumper. We got a jumper.
Yeah. Do you remember that? They like teased the hell out of that
they
all
did.
Season.
They did. Totally.
And then it was so uneventful. Mm-hmm.
You know,
so
uneventful. You know the thing I could care, you know, Kara watches it and I tangentially mm-hmm. get sucked in when she does. Mm-hmm. But like the one thing I do love about the trailers of those shows is like, and this is in advertising too, like there's these clips that like never show up in the show.
Yeah.
It's just in the trailer yeah. and that's it. Yeah. It's like, where the fuck is that thing that they pumped uh-huh. up? It's like, it's not even the show.
Uh-huh. Yep.
False no. advertising.
Rude.
I know.
They know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. Yeah, some writer and art director in there just like, all right, yeah, just put it in there. We got it. Run it.
It'll be fine.
Misleading
even though
bit.
They haven't figured out what's in the episode yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, guys.
Cool.
Write us in Standard Dish. We're looking for whatever. Just, you know.
Blue
just
bar challenge. All the... Blue bar challenge.
Oh, the blue bar challenge.
Blue bar challenge.
I could use more corner ideas if anyone has
yeah.
any other
corner ideas.
Corner ideas, yeah.
Drinking game rules for yeah. us while uh-huh. we're recording. Mm-hmm. Leave us reviews.
Please leave us reviews. We
oh,
love reviews.
Yeah, review. Reviews.
They make us happy inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Terry. In a cala. La la la.
Oh mama. Put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard. Standard dish. Story mode is my big fetish. Standard dish. My avatar's all coquettish. Who's coquettish? This ain't no speed run, mama. I'm having hella fun. No need to get overpowered. Just take that starting hour. You can turn me into a farmer, but don't hit me a horse armor. I'm going. Standard dish. Store mode is mine. Jacket, fake sword, collector's racket, trophy hoard. You collected every single thing just to pop out all this particularly well. I was still stuck in the starting tower. I've been lost for like a fucking hour. What? We're going standard dish. Store mode is my Oshis cookie dish. Wow.